you see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the light. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis, your host. It's Monday. Thank you for being with us. Here we go, Acts chapter 19, beginning in verse 11. If you've not been with us before, you need to know what we do is read the Bible, discuss it 5-6 minutes, and then we go on about our day. But we want to get our day started in the Word of God. Great story before us today. Demons recognize and know the truth. And so it's a story of how Paul is at work, and God is working through Paul, and the demons recognize Paul. Other people try to imitate that. Other people try to do what Paul's doing. They don't have the same spirit. They don't have the same power behind them, and therefore they don't have the same effectiveness. And the demons are the ones to point this out. Great story. Kind of different, but a great story to help illustrate the point that God is the one who has the power, and those who call upon his name are empowered by him, and those who work through his spirit have his power. So, Acts chapter 19, beginning in verse 11. Let's go. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons had touched his skin, were carried away by the sick, or carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you, by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit leaped upon them, mastered all of them and overpowered them. So they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greek, and fear fell upon them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices. And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. There's so much to this story. First of all, let's start with the fact that God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. The emphasis here for the book of for the book of Acts and for Luke, its author, was not on Paul's work, but on God's work. God was doing the extraordinary miracles. God is the subject of this sentence. He was doing extraordinary miracles by the hand of Paul. Paul wasn't doing them. Paul was the vehicle through which they were done, but God was doing them. It was so extraordinary that the handkerchiefs or the aprons that had touched Paul's skin were carried away to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. This is an extraordinary time. This is not something that happens in ordinary time. This is an extraordinary display of the power and the majesty of God. This is God's work through Paul, so much so that even the things that had touched Paul's skin were going and healing people. This was not because of something Paul had done. This is not something that happens regularly. This was an extraordinary demonstration of God's power as he broke into a very spiritual, mystical, magical society. As you notice, as we continue on, that some people thought they could do this, right? So some exorcists, Jewish exorcists who didn't believe in God, who didn't believe in Christ, they were trying to do the same thing, and they were trying to invoke the name of Jesus. But if you note there where I read it, they adjured you by the name of Jesus whom Paul proclaims, not whom they believe in and whom they believe. And so they were trying to do the same thing, and they were not successful. In fact, we have the story of seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were going out doing this, and the evil spirit to whom they spoke said, Jesus I know, Paul I recognize, but who are you? The demons understood who Jesus was. They still understand who Jesus is. James tells us that in James chapter 2. The demons know who God is. The demons know the truth. Now, they reject the truth, but they know the truth. And the demons recognized the truth. They knew these guys were phony. And as a result of that, the demons, in their evil and in their anger and in their divisive nature and a destructive nature, jumped on the man and beat him up, overpowered the seven of them. One man overpowered seven, so they fled out of the house. They were naked and their wounded, stripped them completely down and wounded them. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greek, and fear fell upon them all. Why did fear fall upon them? Because Paul was healing people through the name of Jesus. Aprons that had touched his skin were healing people through the name of Jesus. God was doing work. There was a difference between what Paul was doing and what the sons of Sceva were doing and the other Jewish exorcists. And people recognized there was truth in what Paul was doing. There was power in the God that Paul proclaimed. And as a result of that, many of people who were now believers who came to faith either through the demonstration of this experience or who came to faith prior to this were coming and confessing and divulging their practices. And a number of them who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. Why did they do that? Because they were practicing idolatrous, evil arts and trying to be Christians. And they realized they couldn't do both. Because there's only one true God. There's only one who has the power to save. There's only one who has the power to heal. And once they found him, they needed to devote themselves 100% to him. They burned all their books. And they counted the value of all the books that were burned to be 50,000 pieces of silver. 50,000, guys. I mean, listen, that's an unbelievable number for that day and age. That's how much magical arts that were being practiced, is that how many books that had been published and how many spells and all that stuff that people had and they were practicing. This is God demonstrating in a very powerful way his power in bringing truth in the midst of darkness. That's what God does. The word of the Lord continues, we're told, to increase and prevail mightily because the evil practices were being put aside. People were no longer divulging themselves in those evil practices and involving themselves in those evil practices. They were now pursuing the truth. And as a result of that, lives were being changed and people were coming to know Jesus and the word of God was spreading. May God do the same for us today. May we commit ourselves to Christ and walking in the truth of his word, living that out, giving up our evil ways, giving up our sinful ways, giving up our worldly ways, and pursue Christ. And as we do, may the word of God prevail forever. For there is only one true God, and there is only one truth. The demons know it. Do you know it? And I pray that you do. Take care. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.